Welcome to River Lights of Wonder. Right now, we invite you to leave all your cares behind as we travel back in time. Think for a moment. If the first Christmas happened over 2,000 years ago, why is it that Christmas and its message has lasted the test of time? Well, let's find out. In the very beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it was good. God created man in his own image. They walked, talked, and laughed. They enjoyed this beautiful world together, filled with peace and love. And it was so, so good. Sadly, though, man turned away from God. Where there was once peace on earth, now sadness, chaos, anger and frustration was seen and felt everywhere. This broke God's heart. So, in order to restore the love and friendship that was lost between man and God, God came up with a plan that would surprise and amaze the world. First, God chose a young virgin girl named Mary to carry his son inside her womb. Mary loved and trusted God with all her heart, and when the angel visited her, she humbly responded by saying, "I am the Lord's servant, and I am willing." Joseph, who was engaged to Mary, struggled with this news. But an angel visited Joseph in a dream, saying, "Do not be afraid, Joseph, but take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son conceived by the Holy Spirit, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Caesar Augustus had ordered a census, which meant Mary and Joseph had to travel over 65 miles to the city of Bethlehem. As they traveled, they wondered about this miracle baby and why God had entrusted him into their care. Now, far from the east, there were some wise men who were observing the stars. A large new star they had never seen before appeared in the sky. They learned that such a star was a sign that a great king was to be born. So the wise men set out to follow that star. They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The night finally came that Mary gave birth to Jesus. Shepherds were watching over their sheep. It was a quiet night, but suddenly angels appeared to them in the sky, saying, "Don't be afraid, for I have wonderful news for you. God's own son has been born. You will find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." They were filled with wonder and excitement. They ran to Bethlehem to find the baby.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite.
The wonder of Christmas is that the Son of God was born on this earth in a humble stable. Why? To bring people's hearts back to God. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. Jesus was and is the ultimate Christmas gift for us today. Receive the gift of God's Son in your heart this Christmas. God is waiting to have a relationship and friendship with you, like in the very, very beginning. This will bring peace into your heart. Yes, this is the wonder of Christmas, and why Christmas and its message has stood the test of time.
Mother and child, oh.